Hello and welcome to Sorry You Went Viral, all about the stories that have been setting social media alight these last few weeks and the human stories behind these popular posts. I'm Tim.
And I'm Hannah. Great to have you with us. So coming up on today's show, we've got the victim caught up in an OnlyFans video who hits back. When what goes on in Vegas doesn't actually stay in Vegas. And the coach driver winning TikTok with his new friend. All that to come. But first up, we're going to go straight into what's gone viral, as we do every week. Roast dinner. Everyone loves a roasty, don't they? Yep. And, you know, normally, traditionally set for a Sunday. But yep. Would you ever bring your roast dinner in your Tupperware and bring it into work, heat it up in the microwave and stick it in front of you? Well, no. It's not really my bag, but hey, each to their own. And certainly Anya Chappell did exactly that. You can see here her roast dinner. She brought this in on a Tuesday, said herself, feels illegal on a Tuesday. But yeah, this picture alone got 12 million views. This is on Twitter or on X. And it certainly divided the internet, let's say. So 12 million views, as I said, and got a lot of like praise from some people saying that looks delicious, wonderful, well done you, check out the Brussels sprouts, etc., etc. But got some abuse as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is the side where it become popular that people love to throw in a few digs. You know, some funnier ones like your bird brings Bisto to work. Need a disciplinary for that. But then also people just being offensive to her as her profile has become higher since this viral post. People just saying really abusive things to her. And to be fair, Anya's hit back and she doesn't clearly stand her ground on things, as you can see if you're watching the video. But you just don't need people just being, you know, offensive, calling her slapper and things like that. It's just completely unnecessary.
Completely unnecessary. I mean, she got some love as well, thank goodness, as Thomas Skinner said, that looks the absolute governor, enjoy, bosh. But yeah, the comments pretty divided over this. It's pretty harmless, isn't it? Well done her, 12 million views for a roasty. That sounds pretty good to me. So yeah, divided the internet, but I hope she brings it in every other Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that she fancies it, basically. Well done you, Anya, stick to your guns on that one. What else is going viral then?
I really like this story. I said it a lot, but this particularly won me over. This just popped up on my For You page on TikTok. This is Jack, a driver, a coach driver, 24-year-old, and his new friend, Stuart.
Stuart?
Yes?
Someone's asked what's going on. They're confused. So how did we meet and how come you're on my coach? So I'm the coach driver, aren't I?
Yes.
You live in a care home locally.
Yes, yes.
And unfortunately, you don't. All your family's passed away.
It has.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry to hear that, Stuart.
Thank you.
And so you're quite lonely, aren't you, at the care home?
Yes.
So you love coaches.
Yes.
So last year, when I was doing a replacement, you that's when you saw me, wasn't it, for the first time? We exchanged numbers, didn't we, Stuart?
Yes, we did.
You called me about 20 times a day.
Yes.
At 5 o'clock in the morning, waking me up when I'm trying to rest.
Yep.
No problem at all, Stuart. And when I'm on a job, you come down and you sit on the coach, don't you? You keep me company, you help me out.
Yes.
So Stuart isn't a trainee or a coach driver. He just comes down.
Really lovely story. And Jack is a clearly lovely guy. 2 million views for that TikTok alone. He's got hundreds of thousands of views on his other TikToks. And what I really like, though, under one of the videos, his mum has posted a reply saying, "I'm Jack's mum. Her name is Julie Orell 736. I'm Jack's mum, and I'm very, very proud of the way he conducts himself. After working with people with special needs for 35 years, this just melts my heart." And people responding saying, "Jack's mum, you have a beautiful son. You should be so proud." Someone else saying, Lisa saying, "Petition to get Jack a Pride of Britain award. You're an amazing young man."
Yeah, you just don't see it enough, really, do you? Celebrated young men, young women, young people who are kind of like, he's working for the family business as well, I think, as well. So it's just, you know, like a hardworking young man doing something very simple, really straightforward, but clearly like making Stuart's day, if not really improving his quality of life as well. It's such a simple thing to do. And like you said, I mean, it's lovely reading now through all the comments underneath and him saying himself, He goes by the name Driver Jack. It's my dad's company, family business. My little brother helps clean. We're all absolutely fine with Stuart coming on board. Really, really lovely and a very kind thing to do, especially when you can clearly, like, Stuart's got some struggles of his own and he's says himself he's quite lonely in his care home. It's a wonderful thing to do, and no skin off Jack's back as well to do it. So well done to him.
Great work, Jack.
Yeah.
Now, this is an example of where TikTok gets out of hand and can cause real damage to some innocent people.
If your fiance just went on his bachelor trip to Las Vegas and was at the MGM Wet Republic pool yesterday, Sunday, March 9th, he cheated on you. And also, I went to test the waters because I wanted to find out his Instagram so that I could DM you. And so I went over and I just said, like, hi, like, where are you from, whatever. And he was super flirty and didn't. And I said, oh, are you the one getting married? And he said, supposedly, something like that. Their entire group was wearing pink hats. And I have his Instagram. I don't want to, like, out him in case I get, like, sued or I don't know. But if you think that this could be you, message me or comment and I'll send you his Instagram and you can tell me. Yeah, that's all. His name rhymes with Cat Saddams. So, I hope it wasn't you, but he cheated on you.
So that was Tiana Wiltshire, and she was posting that video on TikTok from an airport in Las Vegas. She'd, as she said herself, she'd just been out the night before. She'd caught up with this whole stag do bachelor party and was trying to out the groom-to-be and warn his fiancé of what she was about to marry, potentially. 26 million views for that one, which is pretty astonishing. Who knows if she thought it was going to go as viral as that, but it's had a really weird effect, this. I was fascinated reading up on this story. Lots of people obviously going, oh, you're doing a good deed. You know, like, everyone's playing the internet detective, but well done you for kind of like calling this guy out on his bad behavior. And hopefully this could maybe like warn off someone from going into a marriage that they shouldn't be going into or something. But the thing is, what she did in that video as well was that she hints towards the name of the groom. She doesn't say it. She says, I'm not going to say his full name, but she rhymes it with something.
So
you're just like, well, everyone's then going to go, oh, it's, you know, it's this guy, it's that guy. And, you know, how many, probably quite a fair few stag do's going on in Vegas over a weekend. So the response has been mixed. Some people saying this is really inappropriate. Then other people saying this is not my fiance. Please stop messaging me. And in fairness to her, she has followed it up as well.
So, okay, it's not Sarah Jones. I said Johnson, but I meant to say Jones. So stop harassing them and delete anything that you commented because it's not them. And I said this, but I misspoke her last name. Please leave them alone.
Well, yeah, as you said, good that she's kind of explained, please stop harassing this woman, but she caused all this. Some of the comments have been mixed. Some guys, anonymous accounts saying, look, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, I'm not so sure about that. She has then posted a video saying, look, I don't mind the trolling comments. That's part of going viral. I mean, it's like, it's not so much about you anymore. This is about innocent people who are having comments and abuse left on their Instagram profiles, on their wedding pages, on
their registries as well. Yeah. People all who are trying to guess. Yeah.
I think she did post another video to say, look, the woman now knows. I'll be in contact with her. Great, fine. But it's just this kind of 26 million people have seen this on TikTok alone, let alone being shared on Twitter or elsewhere. All these kind of Matt Adams or whatever, Saddams related rhyming surnames, but we can guess, have been caught up in this. Next, now this is a video. When you come across TikTok and you don't really expect what's going to happen next, have a look at this one. Ain't it fun living in the real world? So yeah, if you haven't quite worked out what happened there, so this woman blowing out a birthday cake, but she blows it out with her air pipe. Turns out this woman is called Rebecca Colton and a great Twitter, TikTok handle called Not Paralyzed, Just Lazy. turns out she's her TikTok is all about her recovery after surviving quite a horrific skiing accident in Vermont. She was paralyzed, unable to breathe on her own. And what I love is some of the comments under this video, where someone was worried it was pure oxygen on an open flame, which obviously would then, God, create havoc. One of them thought, I thought you were going to inhale the desert. But lots of supportive comments for it. And she's, you know, dedicating a TikTok to explaining what happened and documenting her life and going about her life. And I think it's really positive, uplifting way to use social media.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously introduced me to this one, but when I first watched it, you're right, because it's quite quick. So you don't necessarily know what you're watching. So not only are you kind of like sort of shocked and then having to really take it in what she's doing, but then you can see where the confusion would be with the kind of like, what is that pipe thing that's coming from her? And then she's leaning it towards the candle. She blows the candle out with the pipe, which is wonderful. And it's all for her 3-year anniversary, isn't it? For 3-year anniversary of surviving that horrendous skiing accident. But it's lovely to see the messages, mostly, all supportive, if confused.
Very much so. Talking about confused,
we
obviously both worked in news, and this is kind of one of the worst nightmares when you're conducting a live interview, you more so as the presenter.
This has never happened to me. Definitely not.
We all remember the fantastic story at the moment when a man was being interviewed on BBC News Channel, and he was interrupted by his daughter. Let's just play it for the fun of it, even though you know what it is. We love seeing it. Let's show you it again.
This happens all the time. The question is, how do democracies respond to those scandals?
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children's just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. My apologies.
What is this going to mean for the region?
My apologies. South Korea's policy choice.
So Robert Kelly, a lovely, I think he's South Korea expert, correspondent, something like that. And he still appears regularly on the BBC and across lots of media as well. So for those who can't quite remember all the details of it, essentially his daughter at the time comes sort of like marching in very proudly into the room whilst he's doing a live interview. And he's there kind of like trying to sort of push her back and aside and everything. And his wife runs in and tries to get the baby out as well as his daughter as well. It's all absolutely hilarious. There were 32 million views of that original one. And on the 7th anniversary of that moment, it must have been, 2017?
Yeah.
Pre-COVID. I thought it was kind of like a COVID moment. But anyway, 7th anniversary. So Robert has very kindly greeted us to some family updates. So we got some lovely pictures, basically, from Robert, from Marion is the name of his daughter. So how she's doing now. I think she must be kind of 10 or something like that. Lovely pictures of the family. He knows his audience. His expert area is quite niche, but he's got such a fan base now, so it's wonderful to see him sort of still embracing that and keeping us up to date on how the Kelly family are all doing. It was brilliant.
It was a good idea from Benjamin Ryan, who replied on Twitter saying, you guys should restage the interview with the kids at the age they are now.
I wonder if Marion's game, if she's going to be kind of like, you never know.
Now it's time for what it's like to go viral. And this is pretty depressing stuff to read, and pretty shocking, in fact. I'm going to introduce you to a guy called Mitchell, who's in his 20s from America. And he is basically featured in an OnlyFans video without realizing, and he's pretty shocked about it.
So a couple of months ago, I was at work doing my job, you know, giving out excellent customer service per meet, and this girl walks up and she's telling me she needs a speaker, but the way she's talking is very like it's different. She's being very inappropriate with me. She's talking like this, and it just makes me uncomfortable. But I'm like, let me just try to do my job, you know, whatever. And then as I'm trying to help her with a speaker, I don't know if you're hearing the thing, but I was telling her we could look at reviews online. She bends down to point at something, and her bottom of her dress is cut, and I just see her entire fucking ass. Keep in mind, side note, I am gay. Wrong tree in the wrong neighborhood. Wrong fucking area code. Like, no thank you. And it kills me because this happens and I'm like, whatever, you know, I tell my leadership and, you know, whatever. Months later, around Christmas, guy comes to my job, you look familiar. And I'm thinking, oh, it's probably because I worked at two other locations in 3 years. No, OnlyFans. She put this shit on OnlyFans and I like freaked the fuck out because like, I'm like, oh my God. So I had to hunt it down. He comes back, gives me her at, I find the video, description of the video, uncensored version on my page for $4. The killer, her bio, minding my business. Girl, no you ain't, because look at where we are right now. Look at me, just potentially could be recognized in this event, makes me like a pervert for the rest of my life, and you don't even care. Here I am having a DoorDash break-ins and meeting this girl's living in Miami, living her best life.
So Mitchell's TikTok there had 12 million views, and you can see he's pretty upset by it. Now I know probably some people watching or hearing this will go, it's funny, bit of banter, you know, but you can understand why you'd be pretty upset by this. The woman in question, her name is Pretty Yona on Instagram. She's now locked her Instagram account after this. She has since Mitchell did that TikTok, posted on Instagram stories, hitting back at Mitchell, basically blaming him for it all. You know, he says, how can you accuse me of sexual assault and harassment? And, you know, Mitchell posts, ended up seeing these Instagram stories and posting them on his TikTok saying, why is she kind of making me feel like a baddie? And then she posted again saying, look, it's free publicity for you. Look, your TikTok's got millions of views. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, no, Christopher.
Yeah.
Not only did she not seek his consent to use his image and this video, but she didn't even tell him. It was without his knowledge as well. So I can't see how. I mean, she obviously thinks of harassment as only when it's physical, when there's been something she's sort of saying in all of her Instagram stories, you know, how could this have been sexual assault when I never even touched the guy or something. And I was like, well, yeah, but you have still harassed him and abused him and taken advantage of him. So I mean, yeah. And also going on at him saying, oh, well, you just enjoy the publicity. It's like he never sought the publicity in the first place. So, yeah, I was a bit, we've covered a couple of OnlyFans stories, haven't we, on this podcast. And it keeps getting sort of, it follows the same track, but it keeps getting sort of worse and worse, doesn't it? Just that these women largely who feature on OnlyFans taking advantage of innocent people who are none the wiser that they are about to feature. And it's not like she's sharing the profits. If she was going to say, oh, well, you know, your quid's in on all of this, then fine, we'll split all the profits, the $4 or whatever it is to watch the full video should, you know, half of that should go to him and she should have arranged that from the off. It's all a little bit unsavory and very frightening to think that you just don't quite know, like, who, if you're going to pose with an OnlyFans star, that's one thing. You never quite know where that's going to go, but at least you're kind of like consenting to being to featuring with them. But when you're just doing your job, as Mitchell was, just working, giving some customer advice, I find that really unsavory and quite scary, to be honest.
Yeah, without going too much into the law in the state where he's at the moment. Basically, because she filmed it and she was in it, that's fine. Doesn't matter about him at all, which is pretty sure.
You just need one person to...
Yeah, yeah. So he says, it's a really awful situation for him. And he's obviously trying to get over it. He clearly has been quite a big TikTok content creator already, and you hope something positive will come out of this, but you can see how it's been kind of incredibly upsetting for him. And finally on the show, it's the timeline cleanser, and this one kind of resonated with me a little bit. I don't know about you, Hannah, but my daughter has ruined my Spotify. It's gone completely. You can actually argue it's got cooler with some of the songs she's been listening to. But for one woman, enough was enough. And she stopped letting her sister, listen to her Spotify. But then this young girl, took matters into her own hands.
So Daisy Fay, who posted the video, and what she's essentially done is to have a tape recorder, a really old-fashioned, old-school tape recorder, and she's taped Lana Del Rey songs, and she's just playing them. And the wonderful thing is that she's obviously kind of like, you know, upset that her sister was kind of like taking advantage of her Spotify account, but her sister is so damn cool. So she's there, if you haven't seen the video of it, she's there kind of like, you know, playing along on her keyboard, and she's got her glasses on, and she's got that whole Lana Del Rey moody kind of thing happening. She's just so cool. And clearly, I mean, even Spotify agree with that, because the comments underneath were just like, this kid is too cool for school. And even Spotify replied with the glasses too, this is so Lana Del Rey vinyl. And other people saying, give her own free Spotify account then. Which they probably should. Well, I mean, she's clearly already making her sister's Spotify account even cooler. I don't know what your daughter's doing to yours. I mean, probably making it cooler, let's face it. Sonny's definitely kind of, I've got him on the Taylor Swift. He's also a big fan of the Beatles. So, you know, it's all good at the moment. But yeah, wonderful to see the coolest kid ever upstaging her big sister, even though it's kind of a kind thing to do by her sister.
I think it's brilliant. I mean, when I was, I'm guessing that kid's age, like 7, 8 or something, I was taping, you know, taping Jason Donovan and Ryan Adams off the radio. I mean, she listens to Lana Del Rey.
I know. Well, I mean, like, yeah, well, we're talking about the 80s, aren't we, though? So I don't think Lana Del Rey was really, like, making her hits back then. I was with you on the Jason Donovan all the way. And the tape recorders, but then that's very much our era.
I think I may now get my daughter to have to force to listen on a tape recorder instead of ruining my Spotify with all my 80s hits. That's it for the show this week. Thank you for listening or for watching. We'll be posting all the links to the content creators we featured in the show on our socials and on YouTube. And we'll be back very soon with the next one. See you then.
Thanks all. Bye.